Devotion to the Sorrows of Mary. A certain baron, who led a very sinful life, was accidentally visited in his castle by a religious, who, enlightened by God, begged him to assemble together all his servants. They all came except the chamberlain. He at last was forced to come in, and the father said to him, "Now, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to tell who you are." And he answered,
"I am the devil from hell, who for 14 years have served this villain, waiting until some day he should omit to say those 7 Hail Marys, which he is in the habit of reciting, that I might then strangle him and take him to the flames of hell."
The religious then commanded the devil to depart. He obeyed and disappeared. The baron then threw himself at his feet, was converted, and led a holy life. A noble lady who had an only son was informed one day that he was killed, and that his murderer had by chance taken refuge in her own palace. But when she called to mind that Mary pardoned the executioners of her son, she wished also to pardon that criminal for love of the sorrowful Mary, and not only did she pardon him, but provided him with a horse, money, and clothes, that he might make his escape. Then her son appeared to her, and told her that he was saved, and that for her generous act done towards his enemy, the Heavenly Mother had delivered him from purgatory, where he should otherwise have had to suffer for a long time, but that he was then already entering paradise. In the city of Cesena there lived 2 very bad men who were friends, one of them named Bartholomew. In the midst of all his vices, he practiced the devotion of reciting every day the Stabat Mater, in honor of the sorrowful Mary. Once, when he was repeating this hymn, Bartholomew had a vision, in which he seemed to stand with his sinful companion in a lake of fire, and saw the Most Holy Virgin, moved by pity, offer her hand and take him from the flames. She directed him to seek pardon from Jesus Christ, who showed himself willing to pardon him through the prayers of his mother. The vision ended, and Bartholomew at the moment heard the report that his friend had been mortally wounded and was dead. Then he knew the truth of the vision, and quitting the world, entered the order of the Capuchins, where he led a most austere life, and died in the fame of sanctity. A very sinful man, once kneeling in tears at the foot of the cross, prayed that he might receive a sign of pardon. But when he was found that his prayer was not granted, he turned to an image of the sorrowful Mary, who then appeared to him, and he saw her present his tears to her son, saying,
"My son, shall these tears be lost?"
And then he was given to understand that Christ had already pardoned him, and from that time he led a holy life. A priest, who had a special devotion to the sorrows of Mary, often remained alone in a chapel to commiserate the sorrows of his lady, and, moved by compassion, was accustomed with a little cloth to wipe, as it were, the tears of a statue of the sorrowful Virgin, which was in that place. Now this good priest, in a severe illness, when he was given up by his physicians, and was going to breathe his last, saw a beautiful lady by his side, who consoled him with her words, and with a handkerchief gently wiped the sweat from his brow, and with this cured him. When he found himself well, he said, "But my lady, who are you who practice such charity towards me?"
"I am she whose tears you have so often dried."
And she disappeared.